topic, so why add one more? At the same time, I realized this book was a perfect opportunity to work on my own emotional issues. And who doesn't suffer from negative emotions from time to time? We all have highs and lows, don't we? The key is what we do with our lows. Are we using our emotions to grow? Are we learning something from them? Or are we beating ourselves up over them? So let's talk about your emotions now. Let me start by asking you this. How do you feel right now? Knowing how you feel is the first step toward taking control of your emotions. You may have spent so much time internalizing, you've lost touch with your emotions. Perhaps you answered as follows, "I feel this book could be useful," or "I really feel I could learn something from this book." However, none of these answers reflect how you feel. You don't feel like this or feel like that. You simply feel. You don't feel like this book could be useful. You think this book could be useful, and that generates an emotion which makes you feel excited about reading it. Feelings manifest as physical sensations in your body, not as an idea in your mind. Perhaps the reason the word feel is so often overused or misused is because we don't want to talk about our emotions. So how do you feel now? Why is it important to talk about emotions? How you feel determines the quality of your life. Your emotions can make your life miserable or truly magical. That's why they're among the most important things to focus on. Your emotions color all your experiences. When you feel good, everything seems, feels, or tastes better. You also think better thoughts. Your energy levels are higher, and possibilities seem limitless. Conversely, when you feel depressed, everything seems dull. You have little energy, and you become unmotivated. You feel stuck in a place mentally and physically you don't want to be, and the future looks gloomy. Your emotions can also act as a powerful guide. They can tell you something is wrong and allow you to make changes in your life. As such, they may be among the most powerful personal growth tools you have. Sadly, neither your teachers nor your parents taught you how emotions work or how to control them. I find it ironic that just about anything comes with a how-to manual, while your mind doesn't. You've never received an instruction manual to teach you how your mind works and how to use it to better manage your emotions, have you? I haven't. In fact, until now, I doubt one even existed. What you'll learn in this book. This book is the how-to manual your parents should have given you at birth. It's the instruction manual you should have received at school. In it, I'll share everything you need to know about emotions so you can overcome your fears and limitations and become the type of person you really want to be. You'll learn what emotions are, how they're formed, and how you can use them for your personal growth. You'll also learn how to deal with negative emotions and condition your mind to create more positive emotions. It is my sincere hope and expectation that by the end of this book, you will have a clear understanding of what emotions are and will have all the tools you need to start taking control of them. More specifically, this book will help you understand what emotions are and how they impact your life. Identify negative emotions that control your life and learn to overcome them. Change your story to take better control over your life and create a more compelling future. And reprogram your mind to experience more positive emotions. Here is a more detailed summary of what you'll learn in this book. In part 1, we'll discuss what emotions are. You'll learn why you're wired to focus on negativity and what you can do to counter this effect. You'll also discover how your beliefs impinge upon your emotions. Finally, you'll learn how negative emotions work and why they're so tricky. In part 2, we'll go over the things that directly impact your emotions. You'll understand the roles your body, your thoughts, your words, or your sleep play in your life, and how you can use them to change your emotions. In part 3, you'll learn how emotions are formed. You'll also learn how to condition your mind to experience more positive emotions. And finally, in part 4, we'll discuss how to use your emotions as a tool for personal growth. You'll learn why you experience emotions such as fear or depression and how they work. You'll then discover how to use them to grow. Let's get started. How to use this audiobook. I encourage you to listen to the entire audiobook at least once. After that, I invite you to listen to it one more time and focus on the sections you want to explore in more depth. In this audiobook, you'll find a number of different exercises. Though I don't expect you to go through them all, my hope is you'll pick some and apply them in your life. Remember, the results you'll get out of this audiobook depend on how much time and effort you're willing to put in. If you feel the